Thank you for listening to this audio production of The Overcoming Life. As a believer, victory belongs to you, but you still have to claim it. Text copyright 2018 by Jimmy Evans, all rights reserved. No portion of this recording may be reproduced without the prior written consent of the publisher.
Dedication. To those in the local church who faithfully serve the Lord and minister love, hope, and freedom to His flock. You are unknown heroes who change lives and destinies every day. Your reward in eternity will be vast, and you will finally get the recognition you deserve. Acknowledgements. All glory and praise to Jesus for saving me in 1973 and setting me free to live in victory. Thank you to my lovely wife, Karen, for prayerfully supporting and encouraging me in so many ways. I love you dearly. To my son, Brent Evans, thank you for contributing your creative input to this project. I'm proud of you. Gateway Church is dedicated to seeing believers set free to receive the victory in Christ that belongs to them. I am especially grateful for Pastor Robert Morris and the leadership team who lead the church with that vision. I also give my thanks to Craig Dunnigan, John Anderson, Kathy Crenzine, Jenny Morgan, Peyton Cepeda, Caleb Job, and Katie Clatterbaugh at Gateway Publishing for reaching people around the world with the message of this book. Introduction. 1 John 5, verses 4 and 5 says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" The Apostle John's inspirational message about every born-again person having the inherent capacity to overcome the world has never been more important than today. The world he referred to when he wrote those verses was the enemy of everything good. It sought to squelch the work of the church and the destinies of all believers. But if John's world was bad, ours is immeasurably worse. Jesus prophesied in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 12 that many people would lose their passion for God and love for one another as a result of widespread rebellion against God in the last days. That has happened on a global scale. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Apostle Paul warns young Timothy that the end times will be especially dangerous because of the moral degeneration of mankind. He says that people in the last days will be, quote, "lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good," close quote, and so on. That is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. And of course, this is the world in which we are now living. It seems as if the devil is on a rampage, and he has plenty of assistance from ungodly people in seeking to oppress the faith and freedom of believers. But that is where the bad news ends. Regardless of what the devil and the corrupt world throw at us, we can overcome it. That is our birthright in Christ Jesus. When I received Christ 46 years ago, I was 19 years old and in bondage in every area of my life. I didn't know one scripture or even one Christian. The church I grew up in was extremely boring and irrelevant. I had never heard one sermon that changed my life or challenged me to be a better person. As a new believer, I was relieved that I was on my way to heaven, but I had no idea how to live a victorious life on the earth. By God's grace, my wife and I met a group of mature believers who took us under their wings and ministered to us. The result was a miraculous change in our lives. One step and one issue at a time, we learned to put our faith in God's love, His word, and His power. Today, we live freely as overcomers in every area of our lives. But I will never forget what it was like to be defeated and overcome, and I will never stop trying to help fellow believers experience victory, just as our precious friends did for us when we were young in Christ. Most of this book comes from my journey of freedom. The chapters contain practical guidance in how to overcome issues that affect all of us. When I say overcome, I don't mean learning to cope or manage problems. I mean 100% freedom and victory. That is what Jesus died and rose again to give us, and it is ours if we will just put our faith in Him. As you listen to this book, you will probably be able to relate to many of the issues discussed, but there may be one or two that really hit home. If so, I encourage you to listen to those chapters as many times as necessary and pray through them in your daily prayer time. You may have lived defeated in those areas for so long that it's hard for you to even imagine being free. That is how I felt too. Of course, the devil is always there to discourage us, to tell us that God doesn't love us, to whisper that we will never change,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?